jack. Cause Mo can't rap, well what do you know? The dead dog is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holds barred, no time for move faking. Gots to get the loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow. But we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like who will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Short duck and handsome bust.
Scenario is here.
Are we gonna sing because we're in the studio?
No, I mean
you were singing a lot last show.
I did. I sung a lot. Look, there's a lot of comments on that about me singing.
I listened to it again.
That I was trying to get signed.
And I knew when it was coming, but I was like, man, he's really gonna sing. Like you did like an LP.
That was an EP. LP would have been a little bit longer.
No, you sang a lot.
You think
I said LP for a reason? I know what an EP is. I'm old like you.
You
I know.
Really think that that was?
I know what a side B and a side A is. So
it was. I did both sides.
So let me stop real quick. Mm-hmm. Does your daughter ever look at a tape and is like,
she's
wow,
never seen one?
What's
before.
This? She's never even seen one.
She's never seen.
Do you not own them anymore?
I have tapes, but I don't think I brought them out for her to like see. Like if she saw one, she probably wouldn't even know. She probably would just look over it like it was just a relic.
Well, it is.
Yeah, but I mean, she wouldn't even think anything to even think to ask. I think
you know, on Halloween, I think we talked about it. I was a Star-Lord who
yes.
somehow has a cassette player that works in outer space
in 2000
with stuff from like the '70s, and the tape isn't run out yet. I mean, I ran out Bobby Brown tapes from like 87, but he's in
but
like
no
outer
batteries.
Space.
The batteries though.
Well, but no. But the reason why I had it though, I went to my mom's.
I'm talking Star-Lord with not having no batteries.
Yeah, how did that work? I don't like to think about things like that.
Like I guess you think about that they're futuristic, that they would have the capabilities and maybe have some kind of remote battery system. But a part of me thinks it's just the same AA batteries.
Double A's, huh? In outer space.
Yeah.
So like 1988 was like at the peak of technology in outer space?
It was the best Duracells you can buy.
This might be the biggest rant we've ever done in the history of opening the show.
Well, thank y'all for listening and thank y'all for having us here, man.
And thanks some of you for watching.
Yeah.
Look at that. There's a whole room out there.
Yeah. With all kind of different people. This is an awesome event, though. Like, this is a dope
This is a great
setup.
Idea.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. I saw Randy Orton's little brother outside.
Yeah, he's super funny, too.
Yeah, he is.
He's like, super funny.
He's good. I'm in no way qualified to judge a comedy show, but I judged one that he was in before.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, with the other guy that was doing comedy up there, Dylan. We judged it. We were the two judges.
Oh, wow.
I think Chris and Travis, who are putting this thing on, just ran out of people and got me out there. There's Travis right there. Hi, Travis.
You said they just ran out of people?
Yeah, like, they just called me.
Like, man, ain't doing nothing.
The show's on, like, Thursday. They called me on, like, Wednesday night. I was like, all right, I'll come out. Don't worry about it. I still had to pay for my own food, though, so it was still like, you know, it was normal. Look at that. But anyway, let's do a proper introduction.
So they paid you like a comedian would get paid.
Like, no kidding. Like, yeah. Well, wings, they paid wings. Me like the AM radio host I used to be.
like Wings and Hennessy. Like this.
Oh, Wings and Hennessy. Now, I'm glad you
bring
up.
I want to bring up Hennessy because I have my New York story. There is a racial disparity in New York with Hennessy.
Well, okay, I'm glad you brought that up. But real quick, we got to introduce ourselves. So,
Yes. First
of all, for long-time listeners, you know. For new ones, you may not know. I'm Matt Whitener. This is Dale Frierson. We are The Scenario.
Yes.
The purpose of this show is simply just to analyze things that we all see all the time through the eyes of two very average black guys. Like, there's nothing special about either one of us.
We both went to state schools.
Yeah, we both went to public high school. Wait a minute, I went to a public high school.
Oh, well, I didn't go to
You did not. But you are blacker than me. In like every way possible.
I don't even know if that is there a blackness range?
Well, you married a light-skinned woman and I date a light-skinned woman, so.
So I lost points, I'm assuming.
No, I just thought you might have, you know. I don't know. I can say this while she's not in here yet.
No, she don't even know where this is yet. I didn't even tell her where it was.
She's
here, but she doesn't know where to go.
She's literally outside.
So we'll be done by the time she figures it out.
That's great. That's perfect. That means we can get away with doing the show still.
But we basically, everybody, listeners, we do random scenarios.
Yeah.
And give you ideas and ways to flip it and ridiculous ideas and topics with it. But New York, man. So I realized that certain establishments will not sell Hennessy in New York because they don't want a certain element.
Oh.
No, I didn't even drink Hennessy. Somebody else told me that. So I kept ordering Hennessy at, like, we were bar hopping during the NBA Finals Game 1.
That sounds about
and
right.
And I was like, I want to see if they have Hennessy. Because then I start ordering Crown, and they didn't even have Crown either.
No, come on now. Crown is a crossover alcohol.
Three places I went. I went one place in Midtown and three places in Brooklyn. None of them had Crown or Hennessy.
So what are the three greatest crossover alcohols and then the three biggest segregation alcohols?
Though. I thought Crown was the crossover.
I think Jack Daniels is the number one crossover alcohol.
Mm-hmm. I could see that. What about one of them vodkas, though, too?
I try not to drink vodka
like
because...
Smirnoff or something?
Oh, any vodka.
Tito's is crossed over.
Tito's is the best mid-shelf alcohol alive right now.
By far.
Like, it's not even close.
Oh, it's...
This is when I realized that the Rams were moving out of St. Louis. When I went to the Dome and Svetka cost more than Tito's, I said, this business is on the way out.
Because they don't know how to price it correctly.
No, I was like, everything must go. That's the only reason that's happening. I said, this is when the Rams, this is when I knew the Rams were leaving St. Louis.
They just, like everything that's fire sailing it out.
Yeah, it was like, let's go. I mean, they already fire sailed the roster. Mm-hmm. They already stripped down that entire thing. And clearly they had intents on re-upping that later on down the road. But yeah, I knew that was when it was over with. But three greatest crossover alcohols. Mm-hmm. So Jack Daniels is number one for me. Jameson's right here. And Jameson. I feel like some of our people don't give Jameson the due that it should.
Jameson is a creeper in our community.
A creeper?
Yes. That is one.
Is it the ice cream man of our community?
He may be.
Not Master P, though.
No, we're talking about the real, like the John Wayne Gacy ice cream man type.
Wow.
We're talking about that type of ice cream man.
Okay. Like the truck with the slide out door. Yeah. It just got ice cream rolled on the side of it.
That's how Jameson is for people in our community.
Okay,
they
literally, explain yourself.
Because I'm starting to see more and more people order Jameson with like lime juice, Jameson with something along those lines. And I'd be like, wow, I didn't know we did this. I thought the first time I saw someone that was just a general person was on the wire with Bunk and McNulty and them drinking Jameson.
McNulty drank enough Jameson for everybody.
Yes.
That could possibly want to drink again.
He probably had his own bottle at that Irish restaurant they went to that they hold for him daily.
Well, he was drinking that Jameson out by the train tracks.
Mm-hmm. With Bunk all the time.
Yeah. During all of his rendezvous.
Then he would pick up a random chick.
Yeah. That's what Jameson does to me. Which is why McNulty is my favorite Wire character. Because I relate to him on so many levels.
McNulty.
Like he's, McNulty is me. I am McNulty.
So let's tell the people a little bit, some of our favorite.
Let's
people that know a little bit more about us, some of our favorite topics that we've had that they want to venture back into it. Number one was our cruise. Like I set up in the landscape of a crew, like every crew.
Oh, crew. I thought you said we went on like a cruise.
No.
Like we're good, but we're not.
We ain't got the Tom Joyner level yet.
No,
what are we doing?
I was talking
cruise.
Like it was just like me and you. I was like,
I need to write that down. The scenario cruise, how would that go about? Like, what would be the main acts on the scenario cruise?
Tell you what, I've only been on one cruise so far, but boy,
and I'm creeping up on this Tom Joyner cruise. Every year they start adding more acts that you'd be like, man, I might go. Like every year they add more.
Where are
more
they at
more
right now? Like Tank is doing it now.
They got Usher this year coming up.
Usher,
yeah,
on a cruise boat
on the Tom Joyner morning show cruise.
I feel like at a Tom Joyner cruise, you got to wear white linen pants the whole time. Though.
See, it's changing. Tom Joyner was playing Pete Rock and CL Smooth this morning when I came in, and he was like trying to talk about it like he knew about it, but like he really didn't.
Yeah,
because it was like that was like below his level, mm-hmm. And he's like, oh yeah, the only reason they named the song. Troy is because black folks couldn't spell reminisce.
Oh, man.
And I was like, oh, that was
I don't know if
bad.
I can spell reminisce, so I'm not going to laugh at that.
Look, I can't spell reminisce because of DJ Reminisce because he spells it differently than the actual reminisce.
Oh, he fabulous'd you.
Yeah.
I don't know how to spell fabulous anymore. So words have gotten ruined for me a holiday because of Matt Holiday. I can't do it anymore. Like, I always do it, and it's so bad my phone has learned to do it the wrong way. So my phone can spell Beyonce the right way, but it can't spell holiday because Matt Holiday.
You spell holiday so many times with the double L.
Yeah. Your phone just learns to accept that you're dumb, and it just adjusts so that you don't feel stupid all the time. Like, Windows doesn't do that. Windows forever looks at me with mad red lines and mad blue lines.
Yeah, what other word, man? Yeah, mine is reminisce, mine is change because of D, reminisce. Fabulous is another one. I have to check on that one for spelling.
I can't spell conscious.
That's a good one. Organization.
Really?
For some reason, yeah, man.
Huh.
And I can spell good, and I don't know, something wrong with that I. That I goes in different places sometimes.
Where else would you put it?
I'm not going to even tell you.
Oh, okay. All right, that's fine. I'm not going to tell you what happened. Anyway, we were talking about some of the hallmarks of this show. So we believe that we're going to do this real quick because we went over this at length. You can find the archives for the show on the Straight Out Low Cash feed on whatever it is that
every
you leave.
Every platform we're there.
Every platform. I mean, you can look that up, look up the scenario.
Japanese platforms, whatever.
Are we in Japan now?
Yeah, we're in Japan.
Oh, look at that.
We have frequent small group of Chinese people that are also bootlegging it. Shout out to my boy Boogie that has he lives there and he shares the podcast, but you have to go through a VPN to listen to our show.
There are people that are taking extra steps to listen to our show.
Well, yeah, because they VPN. You know that China blocks a whole bunch of different.
Hey, content. We could blow up in China though, because they don't let anything funny.
No, I know, right? So if 10 people got it there, we could damn near do a live show.
They've given so much to us and our people here in the St. Louis area proper. They've given us foods they don't even know exist, but they have to fight to get our shoe, get our show, I should say.
They have the VPN, man. You have to get a VPN for.
Well, look at that.
Shout out to my man Boogie, man, who's out there.
You know somebody named Boogie in China?
Yeah, but no, he's my friend from college.
But is he
moved to China?
Is he Chinese? Or
no, he's black.
Is he the tallest person in the whole country?
He might be. He's 6'1".
Oh, yeah, he definitely is.
Yeah, he might be 6'1". They always ask me if he's Kobe Bryant, he says.
Oh, really?
Like random places.
Like Kobe now or like young Kobe?
They didn't. He's only been there 3 or 4 years, so it's older Kobe.
So not 24 or 8?
No. He's the same age as Kobe.
He's
so.
Oscar Kobe?
No, he's like Lobe.
Lobe?
Yeah, like that's he changed his identity to his cousin Lobe.
Oh.
He changed because he said people can't Google fast there because you can't. So he'll just make up names for.
That's
for Kobe's cousin or Kobe's brother.
That's perfect.
But yeah, because you can't Google it fast because Google's blocked on in a lot of parts of China.
Huh.
Or it's the Chinese Google, so they'll only just show just Kobe Bryant's picture and shit.
Is it Huli off of Silicon Valley?
Could be.
Huh.
He could. Do, I need to text him that.
Here's the worst thing about doing this show this way.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to see how much we drink during the show.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. But we don't, it's like we go up and down with it. Depends. Really, it's when we were Dub. Dub really takes us to the next level.
We drank more when Van came on than anybody else.
Oh, that was bad. That was bad. We did a 3.5 hour show with that one. We had to split into 2 episodes.
Because we drank for an hour and a half. It was a 2 hour show with us drinking for an hour and a half.
But no, so we also have an admiration for Ralph Tresvant.
Yeah, Ralph Tresvant.
We also have coined the term Ralph Tresvanted.
Mm-hmm.
When you have been superseded by the others around you, when you were the number one draft pick.
When you should have been the star, but somebody else became who you were supposed to be.
And you couldn't do nothing about it.
You became Ralph Tresvant while they became Bobby Brown.
Yep. Or Johnny Gill or BBD. Like
yeah.
Everybody else.
We're also known for brackets. We like to have competitions. We really just pit people against each other and make them make decisions that you wouldn't have to in regular life. So we had the dopest black woman of all time bracket a couple
Nia
months
Long
ago.
Won that.
That went over controversially.
Matt threatened to leave the show because
I was upset.
The way the bracket went.
Mm-hmm.
I was comfortable with it. Shout out to Angela Bassett, who is also known as the light skin killer.
Grandma swag came through like
knocked out every light skinned woman at everybody at the door. Angela Bassett went through all of them.
Man, I mean she was
she knocked out Beyonce. That's all I gotta say in our bracket.
That's still to this day. That's not okay.
It's not okay. I mean, you still heard from the first round, the second round when Sade knocked off your girl.
Well,
and I told you that was going to happen.
You're talking about Zoe Saldana, who's having a rough year. And you know what? Because that happened, she got thrown off a mountain by Thanos.
Because of you.
That's because of
you. That's that 4-5. It's that 4-5 matchup right there. That everybody was like, man, it's like you feel bad for both of those 4 and 5 seeds because they both really good, but they ended up playing each other. He's like, dang, man, like they both won their conference. How they got to play each other?
It's a
like
bracket
that?
Buster. That's what it is. Speaking of Thanos,
yes.
We also have
Ojanos.
We have Ojanos. So
OJ.
OJ Simpson is a lovable character as far as we're concerned in the scenario universe. Number one, he's the person that black people are the most irrationally behind of all time. Because OJ conveniently became black again in the spring of 95 after taking the last two and a half decades off.
But then he went past our blackness, though. Like, then he went all the way level. He was like in pimp videos and shit like that.
Yeah. So, like, when OJ replaced Malcolm X in the early 90s, after the movie subsided a little bit and then OJ stepped up and took that black spotlight, that's when we originally jumped the shark in the 90s.
Yeah. And then we kind of had to drop him off, though, when he went back out golfing and stuff, though.
Yeah, OJ hung around conveniently.
Yeah, he's the Night King also, people. If anybody watches Game of Thrones, OJ, that he has no play, he has no home.
Yeah,
but he picks up other followers.
Yeah,
over time.
When OJ touches you, you're done.
Yeah,
that's it.
When you become a part of the gauntlet,
when the juice gets loose on you, you're finished. But here's the thing: like we decided that OJ is just a piece of the puzzle, so mm-hmm. that's where. How can we talk on
this show? Well, we have the 6 gems that go into the Ojanos.
The Chaos Emeralds.
Yeah, the Chaos Emeralds. So, oh, Genos.
Yeah.
We call it something else, but we want to say the original name is...
This is a PG version of our show.
The original version is much funnier.
Yes.
Because originally he was going to be Captain OJ, like Captain Planet, but we needed another spot. We needed a sixth spot, so that's why we went to the gyms with the gauntlet.
So we've got together six of the greatest sellouts of all time to form OJ.
Let's start with ladies first. Omarosa.
Omarosa, yes.
Omarosa. Yes. Omarosa. And she is which gym again?
I can't not remember.
Oh,
at all.
But I remember that.
I haven't drank enough to remember.
Yeah,
most
I know.
Of our
but
show
we Kanye West is on there.
Yes.
That was a late entrant. Clarence Thomas is there.
Ben Carson.
Ben Carson is there.
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly is there. We had one more. Coup de Grace. So we got. It was one more we had.
Was it Michael Vick?
It wasn't Michael Vick. No. It wasn't Michael Vick.
Was it Kobe?
Was it Ray Lewis?
No, it wasn't Ray Lewis. It wasn't Ray
Lewis. It wasn't Ray Lewis? Okay.
No.
I thought I was... It's somebody else and people are going to be mad at us.
There's
going to
be people to email us about
like,
this.
Mad at like, man, y'all forgot the one.
How do y'all not remember your own show? Once again, because we're drinking a lot during this show most of the time.
Yeah. But we had a great gauntlet. The gauntlet is very complete. And OJ, and when OJ snaps his fingers, half the black women turn into white women.
Yeah.
That is the way it goes.
The world is as OJ would have it.
That was the way OJ would want it to be. He would want the half the black women to become white women. Yeah. So, and everything be complete.
That's a little bit of a look into how we waste our time on Tuesday and Wednesday nights for Friday morning entertainment for our friends. But there's also... We always so like to touch the topics of the moment and to get into things that are conveniently messed up. But I got to call an audible here because something happened since we planned on this.
Okay.
Yeah. And J.R. Smith. I'm telling you right now, if the little logo advertisement on his jersey doesn't even turn into a marijuana leaf or a Hennessy bottle by Sunday night, I'm going to be upset because that's broadcasting like I've never seen it before. I mean, that's advertisement that's got to happen. What was he thinking? Like, what was going on?
Why would you trust J.R. Smith in general, period?
Great question.
I would have been... Why wasn't everybody on the floor calling timeout as soon as he grabbed it in that situation?
Tyronn Lue should have grabbed the official and called timeout himself.
No, he should have said, if J.R. gets a rebound, I want a timeout.
I'm going to tell you what
happened. Ahead of time, like, during the free throws, like, hey, if J.R. gets it, I want a timeout.
You should do that all game, first of all. But the thing about it that happened to me, I realized, I thought about it for a while, and I'm like, man, what's he thinking? What happened was he got that rebound and just started running. And you know what happens to us when somebody just starts running.
Everybody starts running.
Everybody else looked back to see if they needed to run. And then the 4 seconds it went up and they realized there wasn't anything to run from. Because if you look, they were ready to take off after him like something had happened and it wasn't supposed to go down like that.
I mean,
when black people run, other black people run. That's how we do it.
JR hasn't been JR. They haven't let him flourish in Cleveland like he wants to.
Because his flourishing should be done as far away from the playoffs as possible.
On top of that, he wants to club and do stuff. They ain't let him drink for real. He ain't smoking. He ain't doing nothing. You got to think when he's in New York, when he was in Denver, he's from Paterson, New Jersey. Like, he wants to get down and get in the streets. He can't do that in Cleveland. It'd be all boring. He got married. Like, his life is went like, in the J.R. Smith route, his life has plummeted. Shout out to my boy Nate. He actually did live painting of them at their wedding. I was just hanging out with him. Like
what?
During their wedding, he's like
a stenographer?
No, like he does live paintings like during events. Like for you. Like he traveled.
But
with,
do
like,
people ask him to come and do that? Or
yeah,
is he just
yeah,
go
yeah,
places
no, no,
and
they
do
paid
it?
Him to come and do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
People will pay you to do that, huh?
Yeah, he's damn good too, though. Like he went on tour with Layla Hathaway doing it.
And
like
he just
every show.
Drew pictures of her.
Drew pictures of the crowd or her while she's performing.
I really,
and they would sell it.
Something
like,
went wrong for me along the way with trying to pick a career when really I could have just done whatever I wanted to do and somebody would have paid me for
well,
it.
Well, that's
eventually.
Because we missed the boat. We were the last generation of the old school generation of where they were like, you just go to college and get you a damn job. Like, that was kind of like what we were taught. Like kids now are getting a little bit more leeway to be like, kind of live your dreams. It was like, yo, you're going to be an accountant, you're going to be a doctor, a lawyer.
You're going
to
do whatever your parents did. Or you going to sell drugs, boy, so go to college.
Yeah, do something. Boy, oh, you want to go to jail? Oh, you want to go to jail?
Oh, so if you don't go to college, you go to jail. Like there was two doors.
It was jail or college.
And that's what it is.
But that's how the old school cats would be with us, though. Like, you ain't going to college. You going to be out there on them streets.
Well, maybe. I still feel like
shout
I'm close
to
enough
Smith.
To the streets now.
J.R. Smith wants to be in the streets. That's the point. They have him out his element is my point.
They calling me.
Dude, he got married. When J.R. Smith got married, I knew he wasn't in the right place. How we look at Kanye, how he joined the gauntlet, this J.R. Smith is in a different place now because of all this Cleveland stuff.
Anything's possible. Like, Antonio Cromartie's got a reality show with his whole legion of children.
Yo, his sperm is so potent, he had got snipped, and it went through and made twins.
Yeah.
Like, yo, like, your sperm is that potent?
That brother is Abraham. He is back. The end of days is getting closer because Abraham is back as a cornerback for the New York Jets.
He's retired, too, so we need them checks.
Yeah, I mean, get it. USA give money to pretty much anybody for anything.
I mean, you probably could just walk up on him and be like, hey, man, you my daddy. He'd be like,
probably.
Right. He'd be like,
how old are you?
What's your mama's name? Tracy. No.
Damn. Okay. Did she go to Florida State?
Did she go to FAMU? Like, I used to be over there a lot.
All right, man. So, as usual, we got a few things that we need to touch on, a few scenarios, if you will, that have gone on here in the last week or so. And I want to start with Kim Kardashian.
Yes, and Trump. When did she become the hero we didn't know we needed? That's my question. Like, I didn't know we needed her. Like,
I want to know if that was really her in the Oval Office. It looked like somebody brought a cardboard cutout and just kind of set it there with a picture of old Orange Face sitting there with his hands folded.
And like you as a visitor go take pictures with both of them sitting in between.
Yeah, like both of them are cutouts. Yeah. Like it's the first time ever that two cardboard cutouts have taken a picture together.
And like I said, as a visitor, as a person, you can like, oh, hey, I'm hanging out with them during.
So I guess the thing about it is Kim K went to the White House this week as an advocate for prison reform. Was that it?
Just one person.
Just for one person's prison
one
reform?
One person's prison reform, yes.
Who's the person?
It was a woman that was got caught up in a drug mule situation where she...
So it was the Queen of the South?
Something like that, yeah. A situation like that, yeah.
So we sent Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
Like, how did that happen?
I have no idea how Kim Kardashian even got on board with this.
No, but I mean, did she just pick up the phone or did Kanye work this out as part of his conversion or what? First of all, while Kanye's up, Kanye's come up enough times here right now. I had a conflict in blackness this morning.
What's the one with the album?
No. The album's part of it. So this morning I woke up and I've been conflicted for like a week because before all this stuff kicked off with Starbucks and all of that, about a month or so ago, I had earned my free Starbucks. So I had my Grande Starbucks that was up and I look at it every once in a while and I'm like, brother,
but
stay strong.
But it's free.
You got a Keurig for Christmas,
but it's
bro.
Free.
You
don't have to. That's reparations. It's free.
So then my free voice on my other shoulder said, hey, man, that is free and that's delicious.
I don't drink coffee, so I'm not even.
You can get a tea. You can get a sandwich. You can get anything with this.
I've never spent any money at Starbucks in my life.
I've spent other people's money at Starbucks even. But so here's the thing. And I got on it late because I boycotted Starbucks for over 20 years because they took the Dairy Queen in my neighborhood out for a Starbucks. And at the age of 11, I couldn't do anything with coffee. Number one, because my mom says so. And number two, because it's a Dairy Queen. Yeah, where am I going to get my dip cone from, dog?
When you get your Blizzard.
Yeah, where am I getting my Blizzard? What's going to happen to my childhood obesity without this Dairy Queen? I made up for it in Chinese food, but that's besides the point. But anyway, so I went to Starbucks this morning, and I had my free coupon, and I finally was like, you know what? I don't think there's any chance I'm going to see any other black people out this early. So I rolled up in there, and of course, the chick that was checking me out was black. So yeah. I just figured she was on board because they cutting her check, so we had a kinship. So I got my free Starbucks, and then I remembered that Kanye's album came out. And I got in the car, and I was this close to turning it on. I was like, I can't do both of these things at once. I might
you
start.
You want it at a different time.
I was worried about looking like Sammy Sosa if I did both of them at the same time.
You're just going to automatically start going lighter and lighter.
I didn't want to start.
You already light, too, though. So
exactly,
not,
right?
You ain't got that far to go.
So I didn't want to start
it's
looking
like... It's
like
having two strikes as a felon. Like, you got, like, one more strike and you already there.
Well, exactly. So I didn't want to look like the pink dude from Count Chocula. Because that's exactly what Sammy Sosa looks like now.
What was it? Is it Frankenberry?
Frankenberry. Yeah, I didn't want to end up looking like
that's who I always
like
said that Khloe Kardashian looked like.
She is Frankenberry. Yeah. And she's O.J. Simpson's daughter.
We all, I 100%
which means that she has also been touched by the Night King.
Night King.
You see how
again.
Everything
goes back to O.J. Simpson.
Everything
man.
In the world comes back to O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson
eventually.
Is a fascinating person, though, y'all.
Did you know he played football once upon a time?
And did you know he won a Heisman?
Did you know he went to somebody's motel to take that Heisman back? Nobody's done more than O.J. Simpson. He's like Shang Tsung.
That's why he has an infinity gauntlet.
Yes, he's that glove.
Yo,
what's going to happen is the Avengers are going to beat Thanos, and then he's going to unzip himself and be O.J. Simpson. And then they're going to give up.
Because you can't stop O.J. You can't stop the juice.
You can't stop the juice.
Juice got me loose.
They only stopped the juice once temporarily in Naked Gun 2.5 or whatever it was.
And he came back.
And he came back.
No, it was Naked Gun 1, right? Where he died, kind of, they brought him back in 2.
When he fell into the bay?
Yeah, well, that was 1, right?
Yeah, I thought he came back as Swamp Thing or the Toxic Crusader.
that's so deep throwback for people, Toxic Crusader. Man.
Oh, people know that. Look at Gardner right there.
Y'all
he knows who the Toxic Crusader
right?
is. See?
Y'all know Toxic Crusader.
See? Yeah, so we're all old.
We have some young people here.
There's a lot of gray beards here right now. It's fine.
Yeah.
But anyway, so apparently Kim Kardashian is almost going to be the governor of Missouri now because she's making trips to Washington to, make her way into the world.
I mean,
if you could have one ridiculous person represent you in a bad case,
OJ.
Who would you send? OJ?
OJ.
You can't send OJ.
Yes, I can.
OJ calls for you.
No.
You don't call
OJ. OJ is going to make them be like, what do you need? You send OJ, they're going to be like, you're ridiculous. What do you need? Like, let's negotiate. OJ's my counsel.
That's
like
fair.
I'm going in because you just got, especially if you have nothing to lose. OJ,
I would send Alex Rodriguez because he's the finesse master. Alex Rodriguez gets out of anything. Not only
he got popped for the steroids. He got popped,
but he came back.
Yeah, but he got popped,
and he got the Yankees to give him like $50 million in 1 year just to make him go away. He's the American dream.
No, Joe Johnson is the American dream.
Joe Johnson, the basketball player?
Yes.
Did you see what happened when he got in the game for like 2 seconds? And Joe Johnson looked every bit of 38?
Oh, and he is a good 38, ain't he?
Is he that old?
Yeah.
I didn't think anybody ever got old in the NBA.
No, Joe Johnson's about that age.
Is he?
Yeah, he's about
Jason that. Terry's still playing, so I mean.
No, Jason Terry's retired.
Did he retire?
He retired this year. Like that, because he's on ESPN now.
That doesn't mean you retired.
No, he said he retired on there.
So he went on ESPN to say he retired?
No, he was talking about like, yeah, that's why I'm retired. Because he was like, he had a whole thing that's so funny with this when you just brought up Jason Terry. He had a whole motif.
Does that mean the headbands are going to retire too?
Who's left with a headband?
Bonzi Wells is gone.
He been gone.
Yeah.
So no, he had this thing about how he got J.R. Smith in these different times. And he had all these vignettes about how he set up J.R. Smith for different things. Like he had J.R. Smith come over and give him dap while he was off the court, and his man went and scored.
Yeah, that's
during
true.
During the game.
That's true.
Jason Terry was Jason Terry wasn't even, he was in warm-ups.
Yeah.
He wasn't even in the game, and J.R. Smith came over to dap him up. His man was open, and his man went in and scored.
Yeah, J.R. probably didn't do well on the Wonderlic.
That's why he couldn't go to college, I'm assuming.
If you've got to take one guy to take a multiple
test. He was supposed to go to Duke, wasn't he?
No.
No, yes, he was. Duke recruited him, I believe.
One question. If you had to have one guy, either one of these two guys, take a Wonderlic for you, which one would you choose? J.R. Smith or Vince Young? You going to get your affairs in order?
Damn.
So, you want to drink this whole bottle
of
Jameson?
No. I'll take it. Like, okay. Can I have my daughter take it for me instead?
Yeah, it'd probably be better. Just tell her to pick C. J.R. Smith would probably look for E the whole time.
Man, I don't even know about this, man. School, I'm from Paterson, New Jersey.
All right, man. So another thing that we pushed back on for a second was Roseanne.
Yeah. Have you seen the picture with her at the Nazi cookies?
Roseanne had Nazi cookies?
She dressed up as Hitler and had Nazi cookies and had them baking in an oven.
Well, at least she was a hospitable Hitler.
Oh, no. Jew cookies, sorry. She made Jew cookies and then had them in the oven, like showing like they going in the oven.
Oh.
Yeah.
That really happened?
Yes.
Wow.
But it was supposed to be for a satirical Jewish magazine, though, so I don't know what was going on.
I hope she's like the villain in the next X-Men so we can just have everything terrible happen in one movie and be done with
it. Oh, the next X-Men is a whole other topic. Have you heard about how bad it's already getting reviews from like people already that have seen it?
Well, it's kind of like the after-hour special of movies. Like, just get this one out the way
before
we can get on with business.
Before we sell this off.
Yeah, it's like the thing you do right before you propose or something so you can know you're done with it like forever.
Like, let's take this ring, man. You know you want to get married. Right?
Hey, I'm done. Yeah. I'm out the game.
I'm out of here, man.
Anyway, but Roseanne, I mean, like, yeah, I don't know. It's really interesting to see that happen. I think I just burned Daryl up in front of his wife, too. Mm. It's all good?
It's all good, man.
Is he cool? Okay, great.
She always don't like me, man.
Oh, she doesn't like you at all?
No, man. She know that. She don't like me.
Oh, that's fair.
She love me, but she don't like me.
That's fair. There's a lot of people that I love that I don't necessarily like.
Great point. Continue.
Yeah. So, anyway, I couldn't believe they got her up out of the paint that quick, though.
Oh,
is this the quickest that somebody's been escorted out of the paint ever?
No, because she had some other infractions. Allegedly, this is what I heard some people that they told her up front, like, yo, you came, like, we know you on some wild shit, but your show was dope. We want to bring it back. Just don't be out there tweeting no crazy stuff that we have to get behind and mess with.
Yeah.
Or it's over. Mm. So, like, they knew up front, like, they told her up front, like, don't be out here wilding. We'll let you do whatever with the show. Don't be out here wilding, though, online and with Twitter and stuff, because you already did. Because she talked about somebody, another black woman, that said she like a monkey, too, like,
oh, man.
Like a year or two ago.
Isn't the whole gist of her show supposed to be being, like, part of the every people? Like, the middle class every people?
Yeah. Langford, Illinois. That was the fictional town, Langford, Illinois.
Where's that at? Is it close to Springfield?
It's supposed to be, like, a south suburb, like, deep, deep south suburb of Chicago.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Like, south suburbs?
Not the south suburbs you know.
I've
the
had a
old
great
south
time.
Suburbs.
R. Kelly lives in the south suburbs of Chicago.
Olympia Fields.
You think that they live, Rosanna or Kelly,
no,
live
that's
close to each other?
Olympia Fields is, like, expensive as hell. Like, she ain't living there.
Yeah, my boy grew up there. That's,
yeah,
that's,
Olympia
that's,
Fields is expensive.
R. Kelly built his mansion in the middle of, like, a residential neighborhood for easier access. So, like, that was,
it's like,
it was
tactical. What is the per capita children over? Oh, I want to build right there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Hey, let's go local for a second, though, too. Let's go to sports, because one thing we do spend a good enough time on is sports, if you can't tell from our random dwellings in the O.J. Simpson and other things. Jontay Porter recently became the first black person to willingly go back to Mizzou in quite some time.
Didn't Doug Smith do it, too?
But Jontay actually did it after the whole thing that happened, you know, 2 years ago with the whole boycott. He said, hey, I'm going to actually go back to Mizzou.
Are you saying, Doug Smith did it pre, you saying pre-protest?
Yeah.
You saying he's the first of a generation?
Yeah, Doug Smith did it back before people forgot Columbia can be racist. Right. Now people did it when everybody knows it can be. But Jontay willingly went back. He got out the draft.
But Jontay's only like 16 still, though. So it was like, he kind of was like, and his dad was probably like, we already got one person in the pros. I got to watch one kid in the pros. And then we basically got to live with you. So we got to figure this out.
He's got three more kids coming, too.
Right. But I mean, you focus on Michael, you know what I'm saying? Get him right, because he's only 19. Himself.
Well, what happened is that $1 million check they cut him, they got two games out of him and said, you need to bring the other one back. This ain't enough. We paid for a lot more games than
now,
this.
That sounds like way more viable right there. That
I think that's what happened. I think that's what happened.
Like, you know your son got to come. Because he was already going to be a first rounder. They would project him as a first rounder.
Yeah, he would have made it. I think he wants to be Lotto, though. Could happen. Yeah. Could happen. I mean, he's going to be SEC player of the year candidate this year.
Half of Duke's starting lineup is going to be
Well, yeah, they'll be top three picks, probably.
Yeah, but I'm saying, it's a lot of Michigan State's going to have two. I'm saying, it's no guarantee it's going to be a lottery pick.
No, I don't think there's ever a guarantee. But, you know, I mean, that's there. I mean, we can still hold out hope that Michael could end up being a Bull.
If only Jesus could. Baby Jesus can help us.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Sweet baby Jesus. Please let him fall. I was talking about that in New York with some of my friends from Chicago. I was like, please just let him fall to us. I don't think it's going to happen because all the projections have him going to Orlando right before us, which would be the worst thing for him.
Nobody wants to go to Orlando. Like, even for a vacation, nobody wants to go to Orlando.
Nobody likes Orlando, man.
You ready to get to the main event?
Well, we have two main events.
Co-main events?
Co-main events.
You want to do the first one?
First one is.
I think your microphone thinks that you're a lot shorter than you actually are.
And I'm not even tall, so that's what even the sad part about it is, like,
you holding that mic like David Ruffin the whole night.
We introduce you to Daryl Frierson and the scenario.
I'm the scenario. I was on Jersey Shore.
Oh, man. So now we're having a issue with the national anthem now.
Yes.
In the NFL. And we have decided that we're going to give you the black songs that will get everyone up for the national anthem.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I think a lot of people took a knee, have taken really obsession, objection.
Yeah,
obsession. I really think it's obsession. People take an objection to people taking a knee, all right? So here's the thing you need to do. For if black people are going to take a knee, that's fine. But one thing that we cannot deny as a people is a song that gets us up out of our seat. So here's the thing. Instead of playing the national anthem, if people decide to take the knee, you need to play a few songs that's just going to get us up in general.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be willing to redeflect or at least reroute our
angst.
What we're taking a stand for. Because if you play the right song.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, September.
Yeah, play September. Everybody gets up for September. That's when your uncle and your half-drunk auntie get up and start doing two steps at the family barbecue.
You could actually put on the greatest hits of Earth, Wind, and Fire or Frankie Beverly and Maze, because you could put Happy Feelings on, The Way of the World. What's the joint that everybody
play After the Love is Gone?
After the Love is
Gone. We all up. Everybody's up.
Where the World is actually Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm tripping with that. But they, it's, you could play, what do you, put on Michael, what Michael Jackson song? Because Michael Jackson's.
Rock With You? Rock With You is one of the greatest pop songs of all time.
No, it is. It is. I mean, I always said if I was going to.
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough?
There you go. There you go.
So these are national anthems.
Marvin Gaye.
Yes.
Version of the national anthem, well, too. Now, the only problem is that it may get kind of sexual in there.
Yeah.
That's a. So, that, like, it, panties is getting wet on his version of the national anthem.
So you're saying that the girlfriend section is going to turn up and the wife section is going to turn up at the same time at these games.
And you're going to be able to, and look, and all them NBA players and NFL players, you better figure out who is who.
Because
the wives is going to be like, they looking for who's up, got their eyebrow looking, who's all extra dancing.
Yeah.
Because they know the groupie area. You know, because that's where they came from. They graduated from there.
Exactly.
They started in that area down there in the bowl. And they moved up to maybe a little box area or the little area in the bowl. They moved up, so they know where they are.
Pro sports wife, many times, is just a graduated version of being in the groupie area.
I would say 95%.
Wow. That's big stats.
Unless you went to, they went to college with you, but then that would be like a different series of groupies.
Oh, it's still just a graduate. It's literally graduated.
That groupie. One is like more of like you were... The like you sit like right next to the bench in college in football. Then I mean football, basketball.
You're
like
a water
right there.
Girl.
Yep, and you're the one is always they're showing like when his parents like for the best player for you know Mizzou and it's this random girl sitting next to their parents and but oh that's her oh that's his girl okay that's who she is
yeah
and then you see her pregnant by the time that by the last game he's like shout oh and his son is on the way like,
shout
wow.
out to Saquon Barkley.
That's what I was thinking. That's who exactly I was thinking was Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley got the security kid and then got drafted the next day. Literally back to back. That brother's check he hadn't even got yet was
Cut
already we're already spoken for twice. That check was spoken for twice.
Yeah, because he's two people.
So he's getting a third of his money for the rest of his life at least.
Early too. Like he,
early on.
He didn't get to live on it though.
He hasn't even had a season of being independently rich.
Already right into the pan.
It's already gone.
So what's some songs you have though that...
I'm all aboard with that Marvin Gaye with that Marvin Gaye version of that.
You did the Whitney Houston version? Or is that too
powerful? That's a little too anthem-y. Like that still feels like that's something that people would be like, oh, let's pay respect. But you know, I'm just talking about songs that you know, play Sipping on Some Scissor. People gonna get up. Play some 3-6. It don't have to be just beautiful.
It's got if it's 3-6, it can be Sipping on Scissor. It only can be one song.
What?
What do you think it is?
I don't know.
Young Buck, 8-Ball, and MJG. Oh. No, that's their big. I believe that's their biggest song.
It might be.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm talking about the songs.
Stay Fly is their biggest song.
If you were expecting the national anthem and Stay Fly came on instead,
you kicking it.
Yeah.
You kicking it.
There would be people having a heart attack. First of all,
okay. Technically, the biggest song would be Hard Out Here for a Pimp.
I'm not counting that. Even though that was a beautiful moment in blackness. Beautiful moment in blackness.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah. The top three moments I've felt
They didn't even know they was going to win because they came dressed unprepared.
I think they knew.
You think they knew they was going to win?
I think they understood that where they were
going. It's a possibility.
No, I think they understood where they were going. That's just what they chose to wear. Kind of like when LeBron had them shorts on with their suit the other
night. It wasn't like it was an accidental thing. It was like, they probably was like, we're going to turn up as best we can. We probably ain't going to win.
Yeah.
We're going to come out here and do what we're going to do.
Yeah, that's true. So my top three moments I've just been irrationally excited to be black was when Obama got elected, when 3-6 won that Grammy, and when Vince Carter jumped over that French dude.
Argentinian.
No, Rice is from France.
The dude, the like 7-foot dude?
Yeah.
He wasn't Argentinian?
No, he's French.
Okay, he's French. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah that was...
Because I just knew those were three moments we could only have
in the world. That was in the World Championships, right?
Yeah.
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 Man, well, so, okay, what about, do you think that they could, Biggie, Juicy, would work? And then you mix it for the old heads with the M2 May version.
What about Ambitions of a Rider?
Can't do that. You're at the wrong game. CFL.
That's too far.
Canadian Football League, though.
You got to play Drake up there.
No, not at this juncture in the game.
You think Canada's not ever going to abandon Drake. He's the most Canadian person of all time.
Man, the Canadians he's hurting right now.
He'll be okay.
I don't know.
What about Pusha T?
Pusha T's out here winning. Pusha T is literally Remember when Rocky fought Clubber Lang?
Yeah.
That's Pusha T. I realized it. I was sitting up trying to like, yo, like, he's Clubber Lang because he comes out of nowhere. He calling him out. He's been calling him out different. Because remember in Rocky 3, he's coming to all his press conferences. Clubber Lang was on some other stuff, man.
Yeah.
He was showing up at his press conferences, man. Like, you don't want to fight me, fool.
Rocky,
you don't
want to
see me.
That was a rough movie for Rocky. Hulk Hogan threw him into the crowd.
I think that's the best Rocky movie.
Really?
I think 3 is the best one.
You sure?
100%.
Drago.
Mm-mm.
Drago had the best montage in all of the 80s.
But still not better of a movie. That dude, Mr. T alone made that movie. Like, dude, Mr. T was showing up at his press conferences, man.
Mr. T was just being...
That was before people were doing that now.
Clubber Lang is like the worst baby daddy of all time. Like, he's just the one that, like, shows up at, like, the kindergarten graduation in, like, a FUBU jersey. And he's just like, yeah, that's my son, too.
And some slacks and some no shoes on, some loafers, because he got to have some dress shoes on.
Yeah, he got on some socks and some flip-flops and a FUBU jersey. And, like, they graduated, like, yesterday in 2018. And he got that mohawk. Well, he got the same haircut as his kid. But he comes up celebrating his kid, and then he get out of there before it's over because he ain't paid child support. That's Clubber Lang.
Because he don't want them boys on him.
Yeah, exactly.
But Clubber Lang, that's who Pusha T is, man. It's getting worse, man. Dude, I was in my office, man. I work on Wall Street in New York once a month.
Did you wear that Iowa State shirt on Wall Street?
Yeah, I did.
All right, good.
Yeah, I did. The funny part was, we had the big screens in there with all the different stock things going on and stuff. And I come in, the CBS News is reporting on the Drake Pusha T thing.
Oh, God.
And I was like, wow, this is bad for. But then it made me realize that Drake is that much of a pop icon that him getting dissed like this and losing is a new story. I know people are like, why is this new? No, because he is a pop icon. This is like if Bruno Mars got beat up at a club the night before, though, they'd be talking about it.
Man, I hope Bruno Mars doesn't get beat up at a club.
I mean,
that dude's like the size of one of these clubs.
He's not that big, though. It'd be less like horrible if you go.
They would pinball Bruno Mars around a club if he got into a fight. He needs to have like the biggest bodyguards of all time.
Oh, he does, though.
I'm sure.
Dude, the writer dude that he rolls with is big.
He's a big person.
The dude with the kimono on that was showing that Van was telling us about.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he's big. So if you roll him, and they all friends.
He looks like the dude that came out the mountains on Black Panther.
Somebody M'Baku.
Yeah, the last second.
M'Baku.
Yeah.
Or a.k.a. Man-Ape, but, you know, they had to change that.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Can't call Man-Ape.
Yeah, no, that's not okay. Before we get out of here, there is something that we've been wanting to do for a little while that I thought that maybe today is the right time to do it. And not just only because this is absolutely a record amount of white people that have ever listened to our show either.
At one time.
Yeah, at once at least.
They may sporadically.
American white people, because apparently we're huge in Finland.
Yeah, Finland. You said.
Yeah, Finland. Yeah, that. We've got the whole thing up there. Sweden, that whole thing.
We got Norwegian Cruise Line. We got the whole thing.
Those countries that look like Thanos' chin up there at the top of Europe. Yeah, we're huge up there. We wanted to talk about some of the bands
that y'all have taken from us.
Yeah, that they have taken from us,
and stuff we've taken from y'all,
but also bands that we've taken from them too,
and not just bands.
Yeah,
but I thought I want to extend this out to. I'll start first with this.
Okay,
Tommy from Power.
Yeah, he's not even white anymore.
That's right.
Like,
I said,
he does black club appearances.
No, we took him.
I've got another person that.
Yes.
I don't know if we took this one, but he at least gave himself to us, John B.
I think he willingly sacrificed himself.
You think he was like a sacrifice bunt?
He willingly gave himself up. He was rolling with Babyface and stuff.
Okay.
Early.
Okay. You know somebody else that we secretly took? Who? The Backstreet Boys.
Did we?
Because if you start singing that song, I Want It That Way, everybody knows it.
Them or NSYNC more.
Well, see, Justin Timberlake's in NSYNC, and he's another self-sacrificer. So that's why I say that that's not the same.
Bobby Caldwell, too.
Okay.
We took them. Okay, on the other side, so where's OJ standing this? We got it, and everything comes back to OJ, people. Everything comes back to OJ. OJ's the Night King. He has no place, but originally we had him.
So,
kinda. Cause
I feel like we had him until he could get out, though.
Until he went to college?
Yeah. Like OJ had to live with his parents until he could go to college and get out.
He's from Compton or something, right?
Yeah, he's from the hood.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's like from Compton or like Inglewood or something.
Like his mom's was still in the hood. and he decided to leave. Because remember on the show on whatever the thing with David Schwimmer.
Yeah, the 40 for 40?
Yeah, he had to swing through the hood. No, not the 40. No, the miniseries, the one on FX. He had to swing through his mama house in the hood to let them know what had happened. When Cuba Gooding Jr. was playing him, even though Cuba Gooding Jr. is like 5'6".
Yeah, that was,
it was like if Darren Sproles played O.J. Simpson.
But he did a good job, though, even though he's 5'6".
Yeah, that's fair.
Then what do we have? Who else do we have? Let's flip it on the other side. So who they take from Wayne Brady?
Yeah, I guess. We didn't know. We didn't know, though.
We should have known, though.
Wayne Brady was a revelation.
We should have known that from Whose Line Is Anyway, when no other black people showed up.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. The Black Power Ranger?
Zach.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Zach. Yeah.
He's still alive, right?
He's still alive. He was one of the Power Rangers dead.
He was the grimy one in that one on YouTube, wasn't he?
No. That was all, like, fan-made. They didn't have any of them in that one. They got, like, a movie coming out or something with all those different Power Rangers from back in the day.
Here's another interesting topic. Who does Larry Bird belong to?
Originally, he belonged to white people. Mm-hmm. But he became black like a weird point in the mid-80s. Then he went back to being white, though, after Do the Right Thing.
Larry Bird?
Yeah.
Was Larry Bird in Do the Right Thing?
No, remember in the scene with the guy with that moved into Brooklyn that had a Larry Bird jersey that stepped on bugging out to a tennis shoe?
Okay, that's right.
and then it flipped back.
Okay, so here's a few people that I think that we tried to take and claim, and I just think it's kind of went down this. This is us stealing, actually. Mm-hmm. Hall & Oates.
I think they've been stolen.
By us. We stole them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we tried to steal them, at least. Rod Temperton. I mean, he made
Thriller. No, we stole him. I don't think there's no question.
Yeah,
Rod Temperton's never written for a white man ever in his life.
Exactly. Think about that. Like, think about the concerts you go to and you have, like, a surprising amount of black people there jamming to Know All the Words.
I think a group that...
Because I'm going to say this right now. I think white people get a bad rap for getting deeper into our music than we get into theirs.
Oh, we get into that.
Because we get deep into that music.
Yeah.
Like, way deep into
it. Dude, Queen?
Yes. There's a Queen movie coming out.
And you're going to see a lot of black people at the Queen movie.
You're going to see me there as many times as my movie pass let me go. If it still exists.
All right. So we can wrap it up.
Did you just get the call to come home?
No, that wasn't the call to come home. That was just the call that it was giving me to go over. My wife is on top of shit, man.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, great.
Everybody, email us, straightolc@gmail.com. Go to the Straight Outta Low Cash Facebook page.
Twitter.
We everywhere.
We're everywhere. Check us out. We're big in Finland again.
Yeah.
So and shout out to
Finland,
all of my
shout out to our
Finnish
listeners, man, that have checked in here and there, probably waving the flag.
The Finnish flag?
The Finnish flag.
Could you pick that one out if it was put in front of you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I can do the Swedish one.
I can do Mexico. I'm good with that.
How many European countries' flags could you pick out if you saw them, you think?
Is Russia count? Russia count?
Yeah.
Okay. I never know if that's in Asia or Europe. It looks like it's in Asia.
Half and half.
Oh,
so it's so big, man.
Oh, so it's a...
It's considered Eurasia.
It's the mixed child of
Europe. Yeah, it's considered Eurasia, like even like Albania, Greek, all that.
Sounds good. Straight out, low cash.
Come in, log in, do everything you can. Give us feedback. Let us know what you think. We appreciate y'all for having us. We appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Peace.